My message is here to tell them is that the United Nations now taking serious steps to engage young people and to work closely with young people. The United Nations has announced several initiatives now, including the United Nations Volunteer Youth Modality, which will enable more youth to join the United Nations, as well as the System-Wide Action Plan, which is a United Nations action plan, including all UN agencies to work in youth issues, and my own work plan as an envoy in youth issues. These messages are focusing and encouraging more young people to join our efforts and to join forces to make the world we want after the 2015 is a very ambitious set of goals and development contract for the whole world, but yet, I mean, a realistic one that we can all join forces to implement that. I have a message of hope as well, to spread more hope among young people that we all can do it and we can all improve the world we live in, not only for us, but for the generations to come as well.
The issue of unemployment among the youth is high. How concerned are you about this?
Now, if we look to the current scene when it comes to youth unemployment, we are talking about 74 million young people around the world without job opportunities, without access to education or even training. This situation is daunting. But if we look for the forecast in the next 15 years, we are talking about more than 500 million jobs, according to ILO, needs to be created. So the challenge is huge now, and it's going to be a very complex one in the future with more young people entering the labor force and demanding and seeking job opportunities. How we can address this? There's no magic way to create all these jobs, but I think the right formula to respond to this challenge and an opportunity. We don't want only to talk about youth unemployment or youth demanding jobs as only a challenge, but it's an opportunity, it's an economic opportunity to help young people transform the economies of their societies, especially that the youth bulge is mainly now in the southern countries, the developing countries who are trying to transform their economies. Talking about that, how we can respond to this, I think by partnerships, by putting a very progressive and visionary partnerships for creating and responding to these challenges.
You are very active on social media. What is your take on how social network reshaped youth participation in history?
This is very important because now it's very hard to talk about youth without talking about social media. It's almost impossible to go to anywhere now start talking about youth issues without somebody, I mean, sharing something about social media. This is another correlation, actually, that's happening today between youth and social media. Social media provide different tools for youth to participate and to share their voices. And again, I would like to go back to the events in the last 2 years where we have seen as well that with the failure of institutions or the formal political process sometimes to allow for young people to participate, they tend to find their own virtual ways of participation, which later can be another real ways of participation, as we have seen. But this is not only in politics. This goes right in the innovation as well, and then leveraging social media and science, innovating better solutions for the world. Most innovators are young people. If you look to all the tools that we are using today, they were invented by young people. They were just dreams among young people that they turned them.
As a special envoy, what's your outlook for youth in the next coming years?
I see that the youth bulge still continue to grow here. Talking about the youth bulge in the sense, many southern countries in the south, we are talking about a majority population of young people. Some countries, it's even 70% of the population under the age of 30. With that, youth issues will remain at the center and a very important ones to be tackled and responded on. Well, the challenge here is just to make sure that the development plans are really aware and understanding of this demographic fact, that young people needs a special kind of programs and ways of programming and planning the development in their countries. In the forecast as well, and in the outlook, we're talking about the post-2015 development agenda, which I look to with a great hope and expectations that youth will be there, because this will allow us to translate this commitment in the development agenda to programs and mechanisms and different platforms for youth participation. In my job, I will make sure that we are continuing in the United Nations and the international community, the different partners working with the UN to prioritize youth issues and to put all this, I don't want to just call it as a challenge, the youth bulge in the southern countries and the youth issues around the world. It's an opportunity if we invest in youth with the right policies, with the right programs. And we have seen with the Asian Tigers how they were able to transform their economies. Some studies refer the economic transformation of these countries to 50% of that refers to the fact that they enjoy the youth bulge with a population, a very youthful community and population. So this could be an opportunity, and it is an opportunity, in fact. It's not only a challenge.